Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Steve at 10 in the morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. The Boy Scouts will start to accept girls. The organization will have a Cub Scouts program for girls as well as a scouting program for older girls. The Cub program will be separated by gender. Chuck Eaton is with Boy Scouts of America, Eastern Massachusetts.
Our character education program is so vital and so strong. Lots of girls and lots of families have wanted to be a part of it.
The choice to admit girls will be up to local Cub Scout packs. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear and cool start this morning in Wichita, you won't need a light jacket once we get to this afternoon. Temperatures are going to be soaring well above average. Our normal high this time of year is 71. Today's high 80 with a gusty south wind. Clear overnight, our low 62. Sunny Friday with a high 85. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, we have a southeast wind at 14 miles per hour and 52 degrees.
Wichita police are investigating the case of a neglected animal. It was early Monday morning. A van drove through an alley in the 1800 block of North Arkansas, dropped something off, and then drove away.
A resident had observed this activity and went to see what was left, and he found a brown in color female pit bull that was nothing but skin and bones and was left for dead. The dog was picked up by the resident, taken to a local vet clinic, where it is currently still being treated in extremely critical condition.
There's a picture of that dog along with the story on our webpage at knssradio.com. Police officer Charlie Davidson says the person who left the emaciated dog in the alley was driving a 1990s model blue van.
A Kansas inmate accused of stabbing and injuring a corrections officer has been charged in that case.
The Topeka Capital Journal reports 27-year-old Alan Schroeder Jr. was bound over for trial following a preliminary hearing Tuesday. He'll be arraigned later today. Shawnee County Corrections Officer Lacey Knoll alleges Schroeder became angry after she threatened to write him up for screaming and inciting a riot in April. Witnesses testified that Schroeder sharpened a broken drawer handle to stab Knoll. She says she was struck on her face, back, and shoulder. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The city of Napa is now under advisory for evacuations because of the ongoing wildfires in Northern California. That doesn't mean residents have to leave now, but at a town hall community meeting last night, Fire Chief Steve Brassfield asked for full compliance.
You cannot be overly prepared. Be prepared to the point to when we come into your neighborhoods and we say, now's the time to go, please go. Commit to us that you will go when we say go.
President Trump was selling his tax cut plan to the nation's truckers Wednesday. President hopes grassroots pressure gets congressional support.
The president in Pennsylvania standing before an 18-wheeler with a sign declaring truckers for tax reform.
When your trucks are moving, America is growing.
The president repeating his tax plan outline, saying it will benefit the middle class and small business, not the rich, but he needs Congress's help.
You better get it passed.
A similar plea the president made with health reform that failed this year. Andy Field, ABC News.
When it comes to checking accounts, one may not be enough.
Do you have just one checking account? Justin Kuppler with the website The Penny Hoarder says you really need to have at least two.
When you have a single bank account, what happens is your finances tend to get a little bit muddy.
So open another one and then do this.
Deposit enough money from your paycheck into one account to handle all your bills. And that second checking account, deposit all that leftover money to handle the fun stuff. You want to go out to eat. You want to take the kids out to an amusement park. Deposit it in that account.
Even better, make it an interest-bearing checking account. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
8:33 now, Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS, and 8:33 means it's time for the Blur. Entertainment news with Ted Woodward today. Ted?
We have a Ralphie. There's been a Twitter violation, and Harvey Weinstein's family under the microscope.
Police were called Wednesday to the Los Angeles home of movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's daughter, Lily, in what's said to have been a dispute between the 22-year-old and her father. Weinstein, of course, facing a cascade of allegations of sexual harassment that took place over decades. Police wouldn't comment on the nature of the dispute with his daughter. In what may be related news, overnight, actress Rose McGowan's Twitter account was suspended for allegedly violating their rules. McGowan revealed the news on her Instagram, adding, quote, "Be my voice." McGowan's been a fierce Weinstein critic online. The New York Times reports she reached a $100,000 settlement with Weinstein after a hotel room encounter with him 20 years ago.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
We've got our Ralphie. 11-year-old Andy Walken will play the role in Fox's upcoming live musical version of A Christmas Story.
We got ourselves an X-Men fan.
The actor, best known for playing Wolverine on the big screens, got a birthday today. Hugh Jackman turns 49. I'm Christopher Watson.
It's called One Voice, Somos Live, a concert for disaster relief. It's an all-star three-hour bi-coastal fundraising concert. It's coming up on Saturday. Huge list of entertainers. Daddy Yankee, Mark Anthony, DJ Khaled, Magic, and more at Miami's Marlins Park Stadium. And then in Los Angeles, you're going to have performances by co-host J-Lo, plus Demi Lovato, Mary J. Blige, Stevie Wonder. The list goes on and on. The three-hour live One Voice Somos Live simulcast kicks off Saturday on the Spanish-language TV networks Univision and Telemundo. First time they've come together like this. NBC will be joining the fundraiser for Hour 3. Money raised will benefit half a dozen charities, all for hurricane and earthquake relief.
Did you say Daddy Yankee's going to be on?
Yep.
Oh, good.
I know. You just wrote that down.
Daddy
nice.
Yankee.
Mm. More Harvey Weinstein fallout and 13 Reasons Why has to take a halt.
As turmoil continues to surround movie mogul Harvey Weinstein in the wake of multiple allegations of sexual misconduct toward women, Ben Affleck has been dragged into the conversation. The actor took to Twitter yesterday to condemn Weinstein's alleged actions, and that's when fans of actress Hillary Burton pointed out a 2003 incident in which Affleck grabbed Burton's breast when she was a host on MTV's TRL and he was a guest. "I didn't forget," Burton tweeted. Affleck responded Wednesday on Twitter, "I acted inappropriately toward Miss Burton, and I sincerely apologize."
Anna, I'm not gonna.
Production halted on season 2 of the Netflix breakout series 13 Reasons Why: The Northern California Wildfires Are to Blame. This according to Deadline. Filming is due to start again on Sunday. I'm Matt Wolf.
Another superhero movie had a premiere this week in Los Angeles.
Asgard is dead.
Thor Ragnarok, the third film in Marvel's Thor franchise, enjoyed its premiere in Los Angeles Tuesday. Star Chris Hemsworth says this entry in the Marvel Cinematic Universe definitely doesn't take itself too seriously.
Yeah, we had a lot more fun, you know, a lot more humor and a grander sense of adventure in the film.
Mark Ruffalo's Incredible Hulk is Thor's partner in this one.
We know each other! He's a friend from work!
It's way more lighthearted. It doesn't take any of it too seriously, which is exactly what we need in this moment in time.
Thor Ragnarok opens November 2nd from Marvel and Disney, parent company of ABC News. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
Let's check in on some of the late night funny last night. How about Seth Meyers, NBC's Late Night with Seth Meyers, talking about Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift announced she's launching a new app called the Swift Life that will feature Taymojis, which are emojis that look like her. And they all have one thing in common. They're all surprised.
Constantly shocked, Taylor Swift. A rock and roll legend is writing his memoir, The Who's Roger Daltrey. Now he's now 73 years old. Rock legend is writing his first ever memoir. He says he's been working on it for 3 years. He says he's glad he's still around to do it. He says that's, quote, nothing short of a miracle. No name yet for the memoir. It'll be out sometime next year. Roger Daltrey memoir from The Who. Little music history for you. 60 years ago on this day, Little Richard announced he was giving up rock and roll for religion.
And?
He was later ordained as a minister. He eventually did go back to rock and roll. He did not give it up. It was not permanent. Little Richard. I can imagine him as a good minister.
Oh, yeah.
Up there on the pulpit.
Woo-woo! Nobody would sleep through one of his.
No,
rooms.
No.
He wouldn't tolerate.
Happy birthday today to one of my favorites, the lovely Susan Anton.
Susan Anton.
67 today.
Bob Hope's favorite, eh?
Oh, she was a staple on Bob Hope specials back in the 70s.
That was a Susan Anton, pretty tall, wasn't she?
She was a leggy, tall blonde.
Now, was she in the Gumball movies?
No. Mm. Really?
You have to look that up.
You would have to know. I think she was, but that's...
I
was more of a Susan Anton TV special
TV
guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did she ever do Battle of the Network Stars,
Love Boat.
I wonder? You think?
Did she ever do Battle of the Network Stars?
Oh, I bet she did.
I have to look that one up, too.
Susan Anton.
Susan Anton, 67 years old today.
Wow.
60 years ago today, the Dr. Seuss Yuletide tale, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, was first published by Random House.
Oh. So that's where we found out about the Grinch.
The book came out 60 years ago today, but of course, most people today, I think, know it because of the cartoon.
Right.
Chuck Jones' cartoon of How the Grinch Stole
Christmas. The Grinch.
Yep, yeah.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
You're a mean one, Mr.
Mean
Grinch.
Mean one, Mr. Grinch.
And let's, a couple of music notes to finish up on.
Okay.
And we will talk about something that happened 40 years ago today.
Country roads, take me home.
Yep. Happened 40 years ago today. John Denver died. I'm sorry, 20 years ago today. 97. John Denver crashed and died.
Some kind of a weird little airplane he had.
Yeah, he was a pilot. He crashed off the California coast flying an experimental plane. Died from his injuries. Huge news at the time. He was only 53.
Saw him, and you know, I was never a big John Denver fan, but in the mid 70s, he appeared at the Kansas Coliseum. Shelly and I went out for one of the few concerts I've ever gone to, and the guy basically, you know, did 3 hours sitting in the middle, and he was great. His band, he's one of those guys, here, take a break for a while, I'll do it by myself. He never got off stage. I thought he was terrific.
I've got one of those double CDs of him doing a live concert.
And yeah.
It is phenomenal.
Guy was a heck of a showman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great listen from beginning to end.
Right.
John Denver sold more than 33 million records in his lifetime. And he appealed to country fans, pop, folk, yeah, rock. He had a huge appeal, too.
Yeah, the crossover kind of a guy. Yeah, that's
John
what we call
Denver.
Him. And an artist whose music can be heard on two or three different formats, we called them crossovers. Do we have any of those anymore? I don't think we do.
Well, you could argue that a lot of the country
yeah,
has crossed over into pop territory
sure,
these days.
Yeah.
It's not country and western like it used to be.
Right,
it's much more pop centered now.
You bet.
There's a lot of that going on. Anyway. And we marked John Denver's passing
John Denver
20
passed.
Years ago.
You bet.
And Steve, when you think of Broadway, who comes to your brain when I say Broadway?
Nobody. The Broadway Joe Namath.
There
you go. Broadway.
I would think of like Ethel Merman.
Mary Martin. Sure.
Big Helen art. Hayes.
Helen Hayes.
John Gielgud, one of the great
Barrymore,
actors of our time.
Yeah.
You know who's opening on Broadway tonight? Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, that's a different story.
Springsteen on Broadway. Tonight is the official opening night at the Walter Kerr Theater, the bright lights of Broadway in New York City. It's just Bruce on stage by himself. Bruce says, I wanted to do some shows that were as personal and intimate as possible. I chose Broadway for the project. Has beautiful old theaters, which seem like the right setting for what I have in mind. He says the 960 seats of the theater, probably the smallest venue I've played in the last 40 years. He says my show is just me, the guitar, the piano, words and music. Huh. Some spoken, some sung, but it loosely follows the arc of my life and my work. And it's going to run through early February.
Wow.
So Bruce
maybe.
Bruce is going to... What do you mean maybe?
When's Gary Busey going to be on Broadway? That's what I want to know.
So Bruce Springsteen is going to plunk himself down on Broadway and do 5 shows a week from now until early February.
That would be exhausting.
Oh?
Well, he thinks he can do it. Fine.
I'm sure he's like those people that have residencies in Vegas. I'm sure he's being paid a tidy sum for this gig.
For sure.
Yeah, and it's something interesting, something you don't get on Broadway, is
something
Bruce Springsteen.
Different. That's right.
That's opening night tonight. In NYC. That's entertainment news brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby.
Shelly and I were there last night.
What'd you see up on the wall right
there? Oh, saw the photo.
Of Steve and Ted. Right there by the cash register.
People kept coming up to me while I was eating, saying, hey, there's your photo over there.
Nice.
Can I have an autograph?
Uh-huh.
They were pestering me something. There's Ted.
We love them.
You do.
Tasty pizza. right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. Pizza John's
in
Derby.
843 now. Stephen Ted, local executive, has a new role at Koch Industries. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.